Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. Hope for peace in Sudan's civil war took a false step forward last week. Then hear a story from the Philippines about a sea disaster that didn't happen. We'll share that story with you in just a few moments. But first, last week, a rumor circulated that the two sides of Sudan's civil war were engaged in indirect peace talks at the U.S. Capitol. But then Sudan's Transitional Sovereignty Council chilled that hope for peace by denying the regional media outlet reports. Here's Reverend Toot Kony from Greater Reach Incorporated on the up-and-down rumors.
We hope that something is happening. We will pray for that. But in the real sense, the war is intensifying, even with drone, with air bombardment.
The 2.5-year war has displaced about 12 million people and left 30 million in need of humanitarian aid. Desperation for food is both a daily struggle and an open door for Christians wanting to share the hope of the gospel. Kony says Muslims are watching.
But now, in Islam side, they see a lot of war, a lot of atrocities. But from Christian side, who they considered their enemies, they are seeing they are coming with food, they are risking their life to bring food for the needy people.
If you have supported the gospel work of Sudanese believers, Kony thanks you. Please pray for peace for Sudan and for courage for the emerging church in this majority Muslim nation.
The bulk of people who are attending here, they are Christian background, but some of them, they are from Muslim, totally Muslim background, dedicated their life, and they are consecrated to be ministers and pastors.
Then, in Lebanon, it has been almost a year since the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Yet Lebanese residents in the south still hear drones overhead. Camille Melki from Heart for Lebanon says,
what has stopped is the major military campaigns, but Israel keeps watching and seeing the traffic, the behavior, the movement of Hezbollah.
When Israel detects activity, it strikes, destroying Hezbollah posts. Civilians are frequently caught in the crossfire. Some villages remain in ruins as the rest of the country rebuilds.
People are hoping and really looking for the day where Hezbollah will be completely disarmed.
Heart for Lebanon is building a new ministry center just south of Sidon in an area spared from the recent fighting.
But also it's an area that was predominantly used to welcome and host internally displaced families and people in great need.
The new center represents a long-term mission.
This is our opportunity to demonstrate the gospel at its best in front of the people who need it the most.
Pray for the Lebanese affected by the ongoing conflict and learn more at missionnews.org. Then, Mission Cry sent 20,000 Bible booklets into Cebu, Philippines this spring, some of which were used for ministry to former inmates. Recently, Mission Cry heard back from their team the miraculous story of how God protected them in the Philippine Sea and headed to the Cubian island. Jason Wolford says that atop a makeshift bamboo boat carrying Bible materials,
they had too many men, too many booklets, and the propeller had hit a rock and broken off. And of course, just then a storm sets in. And as the storm was coming over them, they said it was chaos everywhere. But the Lord was protecting them. They said they watched the storm literally pass over the island and around them, and they knew that God was protecting them.
Despite facing spiritual warfare, this important distribution work can advance the gospel.
Food, water, clothes, it all returns void at the end of the day. But the word of God doesn't. It's the only thing that does not return void. And so you think of these men on this makeshift boat, if you will, trusting God, believing, and then being able to complete their mission.
Please pray for change in the lives of those who get the materials and learn more at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through October 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.